You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come in order to give us a life that is more real. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I asked the kids this, and they seemed sort of like it was a dumb question, and maybe you'll respond in the same way, but have you ever imagined what you would look like as a cartoon? You maybe have. You've maybe even had a caricature made of yourself that's kind of like becoming a cartoon. You could probably take a picture of yourself and upload that to ChatGPT and say, "Hey, ChatGPT, I want you to make me look like a cartoon," and ChatGPT would be happy to do that for you, especially if you paid for the premium plan. And there's a little bit of kind of that idea of like, hey, what would life be like if I were all of a sudden a cartoon? Because there's things about cartoon that are a little bit attractive to us. I mean, there's a reason that those things are still in our culture, these sort of drawn forms of human beings and other things. There's sort of a neatness and a cleanness to the lines. There's stuff about watching a cartoon that transports us into a different frame of mind. And because of that, sometimes the cartoons that we watch, well, they look more attractive. The colors are brighter. The jokes are funnier. You can do things maybe that you can't do in this life. And so there's a little bit of an attraction there. Well, in 1992, there was a not-so-great movie that was put out called Cool World. And Cool World kind of approached this. It's sort of a dark version of Roger Rabbit, where there's this kind of cartoon world that people live in, a cartoon world that was created by somebody in our world, and then all of a sudden we get a picture into that. And the person who is the protagonist in the movie moves from our world into this cartoon world, and all of the cartoon people are called doodles. And doodles have this sort of yearning to become real. It's sort of like this Pinocchio effect, where they know that there's something missing from their lives. They know that they're two-dimensional, but that other people live in a third dimension. And there's kind of this, like, I want that. And throughout the movie, there's kind of this chasing after becoming more real. And in that movie, you see this sort of tension between the cartoon world and the real world. And it's a similar tension to the world that we live in now and the world of the resurrection. The world where we know that Christ will bring us into on account of his death on the cross and his resurrection from the tomb. That we know that even though we die, that we will be raised up to new life, and that new life is going to be difficult for us to comprehend. Difficult in the same way that it is difficult for a two-dimensional character to imagine having a third dimension. That we'll live in a place where there is no sin. That by itself is probably really hard for us to imagine. That we'll live in a place with no sickness, with no death, with no sadness. Those things are hard for us to imagine. In some ways, so hard for us to imagine, they may not even seem like they are real to us. that when we start to think through, okay, what does life look like without things like death and sin? Well, would that be a real world? Or is that just something that I'm coming up with out of my imagination? Well, that tension is here in the midst of this gospel reading, especially. This gospel reading where Jesus, on the day of his resurrection, he's appeared to the ladies of his group. They've seen him. They've gone back. They've reported to the disciples. They've said, he is alive. The disciples, well, they're initially, well, not all that believing. There's a little bit there that seems like a cartoon world. There's a little bit where they're like, I don't know, Mary. Are you sure that you saw that? That doesn't seem like a world that we live in. That seems like a cartoon world. And that's their initial response to what the women at the tomb have to tell them. And then Jesus shows up in their life. He shows up in their life and he walks through doors. And I don't know about you, but for me, growing up for a long time, when I thought about Jesus walking into that upper room, I thought about Jesus in terms of how that happened in cartoons. And so in cartoons, you get this sense that, well, that when somebody walks through a door, what they're doing is they're getting a little less dense. They get a little bit more transparent. They're not quite as real. They're not quite as solid. And because of that, they can walk through the door, or they can squeeze themselves through the keyhole, or whatever that is. But the right way to think about it is actually the reverse. That the right way to think about it is that Jesus is more real than the door. That the door should be colored transparent, and Jesus just walks through it like it's fog. And he shows up and he's there with the disciples. And if you're the imagining type, if you're the image thinking type, Blake, I know you are. Imagine this as the disciples being cartoons and Jesus being real life. That he walks in and he says, peace be to you. Peace be to you who are 2D. This is what it looks like to be 3D. And yet, at the same time, bearing the marks that I had when I was 2D among you, bearing the marks of the nails in my hands, bearing the mark of the spear in my side, but new and different. And Jesus is there and he says, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is an interesting character in the midst of this. Jesus has talked about the Holy Spirit before, but this is really kind of the first time that he's giving the Holy Spirit to his disciples. It's almost where he's saying, here, I'm going to make you like me. And as you're imagining things, begin to imagine again that Jesus breathes on them, which, honestly, I get it. It's sort of a weird thing to picture that Jesus is like, ah. But as he breathes on them, that you have this sort of rippling effect that happens in their body. And all of a sudden, instead of cartoons, they're standing in front of him are real life 3D human beings. Because now the thing that animates them is the thing that animates him. That is what happens to us in baptism. That in baptism, that what we receive is Jesus saying, I died on the cross, I rose from the tomb in order to be able to give you this gift. And Here in this baptism, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I am recreating you. I am redeeming you. I am sanctifying you. I am making you my image again. And in that moment, perhaps imperceptibly to you, unfortunately, we don't turn from cartoon to not cartoon, but spiritually, that's a way to think about it. That what's happening there is that we now are not animated by our sinful world. What we're animated by is the Holy Spirit himself. That's what Peter is talking about in that epistle reading when he says that we are born again into a new hope, that we are born again into this real experience. That we start to take on the realness of Jesus in our lives. Now, of course, we do plenty to draw ourselves back into cartoons. There's a familiarity with ourselves as cartoons. There's this way that we're used to existing as cartoons, as sinful human beings. And sometimes we'll get out the pen and we'll draw ourselves back into sinful human beings. We'll do that by forgetting that God is there. We'll do that by attacking our friends and our neighbors. We'll do that by doing things that we think only hurt us when they hurt other people. We'll do that by doing things that hurt other people and we're totally fine with that. We'll do that by committing all sorts of sins. And every time we do that, we take a pen and we begin to draw ourselves as cartoons all over. And that's why we need him to come into our lives, to renew that baptismal regeneration, that thing that he has done to us in our baptisms, that what he does is he comes into our lives and he says, here's my word, powered by my Holy Spirit. This is going to make you a real person once more. Here's my body and my blood in the sacrament. Let these things make you real the way I am real. Let me return you to that baptism that makes you a new person. And as we take that reality given by him and walk out of places like this, we can know that we're walking out and we're going to be a little bit different. I mean, that's a part of what's going on in 1 Peter 2, that Peter is saying, hey, it's not going to be easy. You're going to be walking out into this world and you're going to look like a real person in the midst of a whole bunch of cartoons. And they're going to know that something's a little bit weird about you because you start to show your third dimension. But that third dimension is going to be a thing that serves your neighbor. That third dimension is going to be a thing that gives you comfort even in the midst of trouble. That third dimension is going to be something that promises you that you are headed to a world that is so real that it makes this one look like a cartoon. A world that, like in the psalm, we can call to the heavens and to the angels, to the people and to the bodies of water, to the sea monsters and to the cocker spaniels. And we can say to them, all praise the Lord, and they will praise the Lord. That it's going to be a renewed world and that we get to live into a little piece of that even right now before we're taken from our graves. So as you walk out of here today, walk out knowing that you have had the Spirit of God making you look more real, giving you a third dimension. and walk out in honor of that third dimension, knowing that you have this third dimension, and so you can serve your neighbor, so you can help your friend, so that you can worship God. And yeah, it'll feel a little different because having a third dimension feels a little bit different than having only two dimensions, but that's okay. Because we're reanimated for a world that will be more real than the one that we experience now. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.